We're closing in on the first of the year, none too soon, huh? Boy, working down to the A&P, I've seen some mighty stressed out people, let me tell you. No need to name names, you know who you are. And if you're not one of them, you've seen them too, I'm sure. Men on a mission, running in to get that one last thing their wife forgot. With the eye of the tiger and no time for hellos, they dash into the produce section or down an aisle, only to appear at the express lane 5, 10, or sometimes 15 minutes later, deer in the headlight, sweat on their upper lip. You can practically hear them thinking, did I get the right thing? Is it the right brand? Should I go back and get the other one, too, just to be sure? Do I have time to stop at the brouhaha for a shot of courage before heading back to Mrs. Claus and our elves? Women muttering to themselves in the meat section, trying to do the math. Pounds plus ounces equal how much cook time? So I'd have to put the roast in at. A frustrated shopper saying to a complete stranger, I can't think. I hate this Christmas carol and I can't think. One day last week on my way to the break room, I felt the overwhelm radiate off a young mother, cart filled to the brim, with a toddler, half-eaten candy cane stuck to his mitten, throwing a tantrum in the cookie aisle. I put my hand on her shoulder. Hang in there, dear ya. Sad to say, many a worn-out shopper was a little teary by the time they got to the checkout line. One woman wept openly at my register, the joy of the season leaking from her eyes, running down her cheeks and dripping off her chin onto the flash and deck the hall's pin, now unhooked and almost falling off her winter coat. Got so bad, I took to keeping a box of Kleenex at my register and have been handing out Hershey's Kisses to all those in need. By December 24th, I figure I was going through about 3 bags a day. But by now, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and all them elves are settled in for a long winter's nap or on that cruise to Aruba they've been talking about taking for years. Santa and the missus are stretched out in their deck chairs drinking pina coladas and enjoying the sunshine. The elves, well, they're in the casino, 'cause elves just love to gamble. The North Pole crew is kicking back, and so should you. Now you actually have time to admire your tree, drink the last of the eggnog, and maybe read one of them new books you got for Christmas. My wish for you, a hassle-free, stress-free, and fun New Year's Eve. You've earned it. Happy New Year's, everyone. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.